This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, make sure to follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you want to be on the show, I'm always looking for people to call in. If you have a naughty secret life that you lead that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, you could be on the show. Either go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show, or go to, or email me, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to leave a confession on my confession hotline, you could do that. Just call, you could call that number 247-347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. Make sure you're in a quiet place, hold the phone to your ear, leave a confession. A lot of those confessions make it onto my confessions episodes. If they don't make it onto there, they're posted over on my Patreon. Now, my Patreon for only $5 a month. And for $5, you get to see all the anonymous pics of all of my hot guests. You get all my episodes early and ad-free. You get all of the anonymous messages that came into my hotline. You get Q&As where I answer all kinds of personal questions. You also get access to my private Discords. Now, listen, Discord is not something you could go and find if you Google it. Discords are private. You need an invite. If you want to get invited into my Discord, which is private, you have to join my Patreon. But like, if you get all of that, it's still only $5. And there's a large community over there. I have over 2,200 or 2,300 people on my Patreon. So if you want to chit-chat with like-minded people, join my Patreons, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Now listen, this week I am on a vacay, okay? And never in my life of 11 years of podcasting did I ever take a vacation and not post new episodes. But I am doing what everybody else does in this business, and I am doing repeats on my vacation week, okay? I'm trying to not work while I'm on vacation, but I'm a one-woman show, so you don't even understand how fucking busy I am before these episodes are coming out, so I could just actually enjoy my vacay. This is going to be a whole week of repeat episodes, but I picked ones that I think some people didn't listen to, but they're fucking great, and you should have, and I edit them, so they're not just repeats, they're re-edited, so they're better, tighter. I take out like filler words, like ums and uhs and likes and all that stuff that's so irritating to listen to. So as promised, today I have on Aries. I'm hoping you listened to Raven's story yesterday. Aries is the guy that she's in love with. I promised to air his episode after hers. He is here to tell his whole side of the story. Aries is involved with a cuck queen. His wife does know that he was going to a dominatrix to meet up with Raven. She knows that what they have done, some of the stuff that they have done together. They even use Raven when they have sex and think about her. But what his wife doesn't know is that he, like Raven, is really into Raven. He uses the word twin flames many times. He did blog about this scenario, and he does give out his blog, his Reddit blog, if you want to read it. But you're going to hear his whole story now. It's super interesting. Like I said, you have to listen to Raven's episode too. It doesn't matter which one you listen to first. But you know, they definitely go together. And I do have pics of him. He's as hot as Raven said. I have pics of him over on my Patreon. But his side is super interesting. So I'm going to be right back on with Aries. Or Aries. I keep forgetting how to say his name.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Aries. Your girl Raven was just on my show. And I call her your girl. She's not really your girl. You're married, okay? So we have a lot to fucking talk about. But I just aired an episode with a girl named Raven. I was excited to talk to her about being a dominatrix. But what the episode became mostly about was the fact that she was married to a very extreme hardcore cuck who she's been humiliating and all this stuff for a long time. And then you walked into her fucking dungeon. People have to hear the story from her perspective because she has a lot of backstory. And you have some backstory too. And me and you have a little history that I need to explain, okay, first, because I want to get that onto. It's a little confusing. You are somebody who called on the DL at one time in your life. Your story was, went to this dominatrix, fucking had a thing with her, like we have a lot of chemistry, right? Kind of. She's married, I'm married, your wife knows, correct? But you just couldn't keep away from her, but you wanted to, or she was trying to keep away from you. And what kind of bad advice did I give you? Because I feel like I gave you the wrong advice, because you guys are like fully involved now. Okay, so
yeah, you basically you mentioned that it would be better if we parted ways.
Right, from whatever you did. But you didn't part ways, okay? And I love being wrong, okay? You didn't part ways. If anything, you're more involved with this girl, and it is so much more messy than when you first called me a long time ago. So
that's she, right.
Yeah, she's smitten for you. The L word, meaning the love word, has been thrown around by the both of you. Okay, but let's start your story. We need some backstory on you. You have a wife. And now when you were seeing her as a dominatrix, your wife was okay with this, but there was a rule in place, like you could do this, but you can't fuck her. And then you did, but you told your wife. Give me some backstory on that whole situation. You have an open relationship with your wife?
Not necessarily open. So she is interested in kind of a cut queen type of scenario, which hopefully your listeners know.
I know about that, yeah.
Yeah, so she likes the idea of other women finding me attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And she is more submissive. I'm more dominant in the bedroom. And that has led to me seeking out some dominatrix so I could experience letting go of the control of the power. And I've been fairly successful in my professional life and being in charge of a company. You'd look for an opportunity to find a release, an escape. And so I began seeing some dominatrixes just to kind of scratch that itch, if you will.
With your wife's permission?
Yes.
Before we jump to that, and because we're going to get involved in that whole story, I just want to know a little backstory about you and your wife. So you're married to this woman. Like, when do you guys start talking about these cuck queen scenarios and you going to dominatrix? Were you guys really vanilla at one point, or have you always been very open to different things?
No, we've been pretty kinky. And like I said, she's more submissive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've played with ropes and floggers and different types of control aspects in the bedroom. She was not able to provide that in return. And that is a type of escape where I was looking to experience. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't comfortable in that role. And so she was very supportive of me seeking that out, just as long as ground rules were followed. And typically that's pretty easy. Professional dominatrix, it's obviously legal here in the United States, and there's a lot of strict boundaries because they're their own independent businesses, right? Mm-hmm. So it's there's a lot of trust involved, and you don't want to just go to somebody if you see a professional, like I agreed with my wife, that there's some level of comfort there. It's not going to develop into anything beyond, right? So lo and behold, I've reached out to a few, and then it led me to Raven.
All right, but how do you tell your wife? Do you sit her down one day and say, listen, do you mind me going to a dominatrix? And what does she say? Like, how's that conversation go down?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how it went down the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that her consensus was she didn't want to view me in that situation. She wants to look at me as a pillar of strength and her protector.
Yeah.
And she wants to put me up on this pedestal, and to be submissive would be detrimental to that vision of me in her eyes.
Yeah, well, listen, you have your girl Raven's relationship, which is the very extreme form of that, and look what fucking happens. But even your wife is being honest, like, straight up, and I hear this a lot of the time from guys who do want to be submissive, that their girl just, they're not into being that switch. They don't want
to
be.
They don't want
to. Yeah, they don't want to be the dom. It's a difficult thing. Most women want the caveman to throw her over their arm and fucking take
her
down.
Up, fuck her against the wall. You know, they want that.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Yeah. So you were very open and honest with each other, it sounds like, you and your wife, as far as communication.
We've had a great relationship. She's my queen, and that's something that I'm very happy to have found.
Oh, this, I'm already getting worried, okay? Because I know that Raven's in love with you, and you've used the word love with her because that's what she told me. And I know that she's wanting to leave her guy for you and seems ready, willing, and able to do that. And I'm worried where you're at with your wife, but I don't want to jump there just yet. So when do you find out, and when does your wife start copping to the fact that she has some cuck queen fantasies of her own?
So she likes the idea of me getting looks and... restaurants, or if we go out to the movie theater, and she's bi a little bit too, so we can talk about women being attractive. And so she experimented like a lot of girls do in college, and she considers herself bisexual. I just happened to be the one that snagged her.
Now, were you ever have you ever brought a girl into the relationship when you guys have been together?
We've talked about it, and in the bedroom she likes dirty talk. And we would fantasize about how pretend a lot of role playing is involved there too. Mm-hmm. It can be somebody else. And I say, hey, what would my wife think while I'm fucking you? Or I wonder if she knows we're together. She likes stuff like that. It gets her off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I never thought twice. It was always exciting to me. She satisfied me.
Yeah.
But she just wasn't able to fulfill that switch role that I just wanted to release control. And I just wanted to be taken care of and feel safe. I mean, at one point in time, I had 90 to 100 employees. And it was just exhausting being, you know, a dad to 90 people. And I just wanted somebody else to think for me for a minute and just switch my brain off. And so I was a model for a time, just to go on tours. And this was while I was married, and she really thought that was extremely sexy, knowing that I would come home to her.
Oh.
And so that, I really think, helped develop some of her desires.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we never acted out on it. It was never, I never sought another woman. And she didn't ask me to seek another woman, but it was fun for her to think that I was attractive to other people, and she had me.
But what you guys had wasn't enough for you. You didn't need to see her with another woman, but what you needed that you weren't getting in your playing with her was the whole you being a sub. And that's why you needed to go elsewhere. And that's where she said, okay.
And that's not my natural tendency, right? I'm extremely voracious. I absolutely love sex. Can't get enough of it. Ready to go at any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
But I just needed a scenario where I could turn my brain off a little bit.
Yeah, that's, like I said, it's very common. Oh my God, I have to tell you about the best gummies, THC gummies for SEX, okay? And they are called High Love Gummies by Vaya. High Love Gummies are going to get your senses going, increase your blood flow, and intensify your sexual experience. Vaya also offers zero THC products. So if THC isn't for you, they do have a whole CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy. What I recommend in their CBD line is the Zen Gummies. I promise you, you take one of these, you will not need a melatonin or whatever the fuck you take for falling asleep. This is going to make you tired, and you are going to get the best night's sleep with zero hangover the next day. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some High Love Gummies. I'm going to tell you, after I placed my first High Love Gummies ad, I had people emailing me, one guy in particular that said he had the best night of sex with his wife that he has had in the past 20 years after he took the Via Hemp High Love Gummies. So you got to try them and check them out and then write me and tell me how fucking good they are. Okay. So go get yourself some Via gummies. And the best part, Via legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, you're going to get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies with my exclusive code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com. viahemp.com. Use my code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com or just go to the description, click on the link, and use code STRICTLYANON. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. So you wind up letting her know and being honest about that to her, and she says, okay, do what you got to do, go to a dominatrix.
Yeah, go to a dominatrix, but she initially was a little bit worried because it's new. It's a new experience. Yeah. Don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But we had a ground rule where I just keep my pants on. And that's my boxer briefs. I keep those on, and it would relieve any tendencies. It would still be hers, but I could scratch my itch, and everybody wins. I come home, have sex with her, tell her I had a good time. My mind's reset, batteries recharged, back to work in the office. Here we go.
Yeah. And what's great is I'm sure your wife did a little intel or investigation of her own. Isn't what people think. There's no sex going down in those dungeons. I don't think a lot of people understand that. Your girl explained it and we touched upon that. So your wife would be secure in knowing that you're going to go to a dungeon and there isn't sex going on there. Correct? Most
no.
of the time?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. So domination, submission, masochism, and sadism, they all have their own places. And
yeah.
Everybody, some people need things that other people don't. And it's a way for people to find release or find, it's almost spiritual. And subspace is a real thing.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've found through Raven that I really enjoyed was choking. And I'm a big, strong guy. She tried to put me in a face-sitting chair, but my fucking neck won't fit in it. I can lift her over I can fuck her against a wall for an eternity as she just drips on the floor. And it's just incredible. She's incredible.
Now you're jumping the story. Okay. Just hold on a little bit. Okay. Let's talk about this. That we're at the point where you're not fucking anybody because you're going just to get, beat up a little bit and come home to your girl. Okay. Don't jump to the place where we all know you got, where you did fuck her. Okay. But you're there and you want to be choked out.
Not the first time. So okay. I went there and I wanted to be bound. I wanted to be helpless. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to be, I'm more into degradation than humiliation. With degradation, I enjoy being almost possessed, less than what I am. Whereas in humiliation, it tears you down mentally a lot. Mm-hmm. So more physical degradation than mental humiliation. I'm into degradation. I want to be tied up. I want to be, we talked about golden showers. We talked about spit and just be present.
Yeah.
And submit to an individual without being humiliated. That's something I'm not into. I'm an alpha male. I am. I don't want to be humiliated. I'll be degraded. And then there's aftercare too. They want to make sure you're okay. You're safe. They send you on your way. It's a beautiful, beautiful scenario. As much as people need therapy and to talk to somebody, this is an option too. Mm-hmm. Like, you can find out things about yourself that you had no idea about and just be a better version of yourself. It allows me to just recharge my batteries. If I can just disappear into the hands of somebody that I know can take care of me, to relinquish control is the ultimate form of control at the same time, because you're choosing to do it. And that's how I look at it, because I always like to be in control. Mm-hmm. And the sub is always in control. If you think about it, you can always safe word out. You can always change the scene. You can call a hard stop. But it's different than a lot of people from the outside that aren't in the community might look at it. And yeah. So it's very unique. And so I've seen a few dominatrix.
Okay.
And actually in that same dungeon, I'd seen a different individual, a lady. And it wasn't the scenario I was looking for. It wasn't like a nurturing domination. And that's something Raven really walks the line of perfectly. Like, you can tell she likes what she's doing.
Yeah.
She cares. She tailors the scene to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them do. But in my experience.
Yeah.
But there was something different. But I mean, we can get into that the first minute I walked in the door.
Yeah. We'll get to that first. But I just want to know how your wife felt after your first experience. Did she ask you a lot of questions? Did you use that as fantasy talk, you know, when you got home?
Not so much fantasy talk, but she would notice a immediate change in me. And it's not like I'm seeing somebody once a week. I actually live quite a ways away from the locations where a lot of these things exist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a fairly remote rural area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying once, maybe twice a year. It is not a lot. Like, when I'm reaching the breaking point and just need a place to hide, I'd go and do that. And she could see it. She could tell.
So she was okay with it. It was a totally okay thing.
Because I came home to her, right?
Yeah.
And I continued to come home to her, and I made her feel like my world, and the relationship stayed the same, if not improve. So there's no threat to the whole, right?
Yeah, but what happens when you walk in and you see fucking Raven? And explain what happens when you walk in that the minute you saw her.
Fuck, that was intense. That was, if I look back, one of the most intense moments of my life, only to be eclipsed by the moment that she was on her knees in front of me and our eyes met. And it was like time stood still and 1,000 words couldn't describe. It was, yeah, yep, there's that. She introduced herself with her real name to me. It's I didn't even know where I was. It's like a movie.
Yeah,
it was like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It was intense.
Yeah, so it's like that once in a lifetime feeling you had when you met her. You had been with other dominatrix. Now I wonder, when you come home from that first experience, does your wife smell anything different, or is everything like you keep it on the DL, this whole extra thing that happened?
Well, after the first meeting, I kept it on the DL.
Yeah.
And the second meeting, which we'll probably talk about here shortly,
mm-hmm.
was where we had decided we probably shouldn't see each other anymore, because we both knew.
So just tell me, though, a little bit about that first experience. You see her. You guys don't have any kind of sex, but there's like intense chemistry. Like, what went down?
Let's see. That first meeting, I remember she had some nail clipping. She was like, she clipped her toenails, and she fed me those, brushed her teeth, and used me kind of like a spittoon. It was so much more than that. I remember, Kathy, when I walked through the door and she introduced herself as her, and it ended up being the same name as my wife. And then she was like, okay, well, take your clothes off, get on your knees. And I took my clothes off. I just took my shirt off and she's like, fuck. And of course, like I'm on the chase now. Like I could feel the tension in the air. So I get into that hunter mode. And so I do want to be submissive, but at the same time, I'm on the attack. And that's who I am.
Oh, so that's interesting. So here you are really wanting to switch up, but now that's a little bit of crossing the boundary for you, I would feel like, too, because that other part of you that belongs to your wife now is there, too, and it's attracted to her on a different level. And that's typically not what you're bringing to those dungeons.
But I revert to my natural state. And before we knew it, I wasn't naked, but I know she did get naked. But we were very professional, absolutely professional. And the scene happened the way the scene happened. And we said goodbye. It was very your typical deal, but there was not tension, but there was electricity in the air. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And she said, the next time, if I ever see you again, you better be wearing a fucking potato sack.
Oh, wow.
I remember her telling me that.
Yeah.
Just for fucking shits and giggles, like I reached out to her. I actually had a competition the next day and I won some cash, and I reached out to her and said, hey, I was in a perfect headspace. I want to see you again. Like I'm going on a trip, but when I come back in a month, we are going to get together. And so we set another date or a meeting in the dungeon.
And this is that second time, right?
This is the second time.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've got and this is after that second time is when I called you. I had a whole Reddit thread that I wrote on that entire meeting that went through it step by step by step, because I'm just like, writing is therapeutic to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to kind of get it out there, get advice. Reddit's great for advice.
Do you want to give your Reddit thread out in case people want to dig deeper into this? If you want to give a shout out, you can. What's your Reddit?
No.
Yeah, what is it?
Monday is chest day.
Okay, get that. Write that, people. I'll put that name in the description. But if you want to hear I'm going to get some details for my listeners too. But if people really want step by step written out stuff, they could go to your Reddit. Monday is chest day. So tell me, like, walk me through what goes down in that session. That's just so fucking amazing.
So it starts out, and I'm tied to a bench. The session started out with me getting choked. And so she put the cuffs on my legs, my arms. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, I saw this video of this guy getting choked out by this girl. And it was like this big bodybuilder guy, similar to my build. And I was like, man, that would be great. That would be really sexy. And I'm still trying to be professional to some extent. Hey, you should, let's try that out. Do you think you could do this? And she goes, yeah, I can do that. And so she goes behind me and she puts me in like the sleeper hold, and I'm kind of new to it, but she was watching me, and it was the most euphoric experience of my life. If anybody, I'm not saying that everybody needs to try this, but like to feel the blood rushing back into your
No,
your body.
Stop it. Yeah, don't promote it, because I really think it's a very dangerous thing. It's like Russian roulette. I know it's like a high, but people fucking die from it. So
Don't die.
Don't die. But no, I've had people, I think if you're doing it with someone like her, and we talked about this specifically, she really knows pressure points and nerves and all that stuff because she's professionally trained. She also knows jiu-jitsu, you know, all that stuff. So I just don't want to glorify being choked out and how great it is, because people do that a lot. And you do hear horror stories. I'm anti it in any other way, shape, or form. Only do it with someone professional, because I think it's very dangerous. There's a fine line.
Well, when I am in that moment and like I'm coming back to,
yeah,
it's almost like the best drug you've ever been on. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. That's why people fucking die from it. But so is heroin. That's, heroin's great too, but everyone, you shouldn't go do it, okay?
Don't do heroin. But then
but the way people explain heroin is the same way you're explaining this. It sounds so fucking great. You ever see Train Spotting? I was like, oh my God, this movie makes me want to go do heroin. But, you know, it's not, it's dangerous. So anyway, so it's an amazing experience. So much that you call me and pay for a phone call with me on the DL because you're having issues here. Because here you are allowed by your wife, who's so super cool and amazing that she's allowing you to do this thing. And but now you're feeling like you're crossing this line because you have these extra feelings for this girl and you're not allowed to fuck her or do anything with this
right.
girl, right? So,
but like that second meeting, it started out with the choking, and then we moved to the bench where she tied me down to the bench, and then we played Guess What Body Part This Is, and I was blindfolded. It got a little risque, which was great, and at one point in time, she was standing over me, and I'm still trying to be professional, and I could definitely tell that it was getting intense, and I asked her if I could taste her, and it kind of went from there. I ended up going down on her, and she was filming it for her husband, too. So
yeah.
She asked me if she could film me, and I said, no problem, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Did and you go then, all the way with her that time?
No.
Okay.
No. So that's kind of frowned upon because that's what happens, but it's not non-typical in a dungeon. So if anybody right. that has a wife, has a husband that's going to see this is non-typical.
Yeah.
And I remember distinctly the climactic, like, moment of that entire session was when she was coming to untie me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on her knees in front of me and was getting the restraints off of my ankles. And she looked up into my eyes and I looked down at her. And it was a moment that I will never forget.
Something else was going on.
Yeah.
For the both of you.
Immediately after that, we just kind of snapped out of it, and we decided that it was a good idea that we part ways and never see each other again. But there was a comment that she'd made.
Which
that,
was?
That she couldn't stop smiling. Mm-hmm. And that haunted me after I left. And so I was like divided between whether this is something that is good because I felt the same way. I couldn't stop smiling, obviously a connection, and doing what may be the right thing to do, but what's right and what's wrong. And so I wanted more. I wanted to see her again. I wanted to see what that was. And it turns out it was incredible.
So wait, in between that time that she cut you off or you guys decided you're not going to see each other again and you call me, were you seeing other dominatrix or anything like that?
I've never seen another dominatrix.
Okay. So so now you decide eventually to go back to her, correct?
Right.
I told you not to. You didn't listen to
yep.
me, which I love. Okay. So you wind up going back to her and seeing her again.
I'll be honest. It may be because you told me not to that I did it.
I love it. Hilarious. That's awesome.
Tell me no.
Yeah. Listen, I'm wired the same way, so I get it. And I have a 7-year-old son, so I understand. I should have known. But all right. So you wind up connecting with her again. Now, are you seeing her in the dungeon the third time? What happens then?
I saw her in the dungeon the third time.
Okay.
And at that point in time, I remember the whole thing's a freaking blur. I remember being bound by my hands and light flogging. I remember, I used a dildo on her then in that particular scenario too.
Mm-hmm. Now, because yeah. typically when you're going to a dominatrix, everything is agreed upon ahead of time and they know what kind of scenario you're going into. Because you have this extra other thing going on, did you set up certain things? Was the dildo like on the menu or did that just sort of happen?
That just sort of happened. I remember I brought a fucking Sibby in there too, but I forgot the power cord. So we didn't get to use it.
Was it your wife's Sibian?
Yes.
Yeah. Does your wife know you're bringing the Sibian for the girl?
I did not tell her I was going to bring the Sibian, no. Yeah.
All right, this is where it starts to get into the little gray area, right? Because, listen, you're not calling me on the DL because you think you're doing something that's right with your wife, too. You have this primary relationship. At this point, you're crossing lines, correct?
Yeah. There was a fire that can't be ignored. I really do. Have you ever heard the term twin flames?
Yeah, of course. And
so
I think
that's a real thing, and I'm one of those believers in energy and going through life. Sometimes we find our twin flame, and we're both like absolutely insatiable. We will burn the entire world down to get to each other type of thing. And I've told her that before too. It just feels that way. The intensity and the voraciousness, the absolute desire is unbelievable, uncomparable.
Really? And because even though you did start out saying like your wife is like your ride or die, like she is like amazing, how do you feel about your relationship with her after you're having these feelings for Raven?
Have you ever seen The Bridges of Madison County?
Yes, but I don't really remember it, but you could use that as a reference.
Someone described that movie in my Reddit thread. And sometimes you love somebody so much that you just want to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's how I feel about my wife. Even if I felt an emotional and physical connection like I've never felt, I want my wife to have something wholesome in her life. And if I can be that and a constant, I will.
Okay, but how do the two things exist? Because you are having sex with Raven. You did cross that line. Let's keep to the story. Okay, so wait. So we'll get to the whole bigger picture, like what the fuck's going to happen now? Because I feel like you're kind of like in a weird scenario. But eventually, you and your wife have a rule. You're not supposed to have sex, but you eventually do. And you do wind up telling your wife. Let's talk about that.
So I could talk about the sex, which is what I would tell my wife. And so I invited Raven and her husband. I have some connections here with local retreats. And I invited Raven and her husband up into our neck of the woods for a weekend.
Now, does your wife know about that? You're inviting the dominatrix to this scenario?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I invited Raven and her husband up to a retreat, local retreat. It's like a 5-star luxury resort. I had some connections and kind of set everything up, and I just wanted them to enjoy a nice weekend. But her husband couldn't come.
Okay.
And she ended up bringing a girlfriend to this retreat. And so I just wanted to make sure they were having a good time and ended up showing up. And because it was specifically supposed to be a weekend retreat for her and her husband. It was a nice gesture. I was trying to do something nice. I live in a very beautiful area of the state that we live in the fall. This was in the fall. Is absolutely incredible. So it was like a gift, and it ended up being a rendezvous between the two of us, starting with a hot tub meeting. Well, I showed them where one of the private hot tubs I knew was located, and I obviously didn't bring a suit. I wasn't planning on anything, but ended up joining them in the hot tub. And at that point in time, we're still trying to separate ourselves. I'm butt-ass naked there in the hot tub, and this gal, Raven, backed up into her and was like, "You have to protect me. I can't control myself around him." And then I could feel me. I want her. So I'm making my way toward her in the hot tub, and we're right there in the moment, and one thing led to another, and before you know it, I basically ripped her out of this girl's arms, and we started started our thing right there outside the hut till we got out so that we could get video for her husband. And it was a weekend of unforgettable sex after that. We're talking like 12 hours of sheets soaked fucking and riding that high the entire time.
Oh yeah, she told me she squirts. So is that why I'm so sick?
Oh my God, she's incredible. She's fucking incredible. And so yeah, she can definitely squirt.
And you got her to squirt 12 hours. You're fucking her. Like, where does your wife know that this is all going down? No, at this point she doesn't. Correct?
At this point in time, does not have a clue. Okay. Does not have a clue. And so that's where I'm a little obviously nervous because I need to share this. I want to be open and honest.
Mm-hmm.
And that conversation would happen. I wish I could say, Kathy, that it happened right away, but I waited about a week, if I remember correctly. And it was a tough initial night. That was tough. But she ended up waking me up the following day and was extremely turned on. And we just had some of the most amazing sex we've ever had the day after. And it ended up being material that we've used ever since. Now, mm-hmm. we've talked about Raven in the bedroom in the past. I mean, she's an attractive woman. She's incredible. And obviously,
yeah,
my wife.
Yeah, she's heavy picks for my Patreon. We all see how fucking hot she is.
Fuck, isn't she smoking?
Yes. Yeah, people are going to have to go to my website to see her.
So we've used her. Mm-hmm. And my wife obviously goes online and she'll look at who I've seen as a dominatrix. And so Raven and I, we've shot different photos and we've kind of nurtured that cuckold, cuck queen relationship with our significant others. At least I can say that I've done that on my side.
Mm-hmm.
But with the caveat that it never went physical until that moment.
Now, does your wife know when you told your wife all the stuff that went down? Did you tell her that you videotaped it for the husband?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't remember, but she does know that we've taped for her husband in the past.
Okay. Did she ever ask to see it?
I haven't shared that with her, no.
Okay. So you wind up telling her, she's horrified at first, and then she's turned on, and you guys now are having great sex thinking about it.
Yes.
Okay. And then what happens? Because, you know, does she ever eventually find out that you have these strong feelings for Raven, too, besides great sex? Because those are two different things.
And we didn't really discuss feelings until here recently. Mm-hmm. So this would have been back in September that this happened. And then we decided we need a break from each other again.
You and Raven.
Yep. We mm-hmm. need a break from each other. And so we put each other down for, I think it was 5 weeks. And then we kind of parted ways, but around the turn of the year, I was like, yeah, this, we got to talk. Like, this is, we can't ignore this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we started to see each other again on the down low.
Right. And she eventually, and this is a part of her story, and if people haven't heard her story, you got to go fucking listen. But she eventually tells her guy about this, and she's pretty open. And there's a rule that you guys aren't going to see each other again until the husband meets you, but you guys do wind up seeing each other again, correct?
Yeah, I went down there for my birthday and had to do something in the city. And we met for coffee and ended up having sex outside in one of the vehicles. And it was incredible. It was intense. It was fantastic. I loved it.
Yeah, cheating sex in cars. I don't know why. I love it.
But she also came up to see me and stayed in that same retreat. And it was, didn't book a room or anything. It was just a day trip. But yeah, we got some great video of that, of us fucking there. But I remember it was like four or five hours of mm-hmm. just us enjoying each other. So at one point in time, she's skipping over toward me and I like lift her up and run my dick and put her against a wall. And she just wants to be wants to be satisfied. And we've only been able to find that in each other physically, right, to be physically satiated and have that kind of sex for that long and just be in that headspace is incredible. And she likes to be slapped. Like, we'll hang her head off the side of the bed and I'll shove my cock down her throat. And when she has to gag or spit up, I'll slap her and I might kiss her and then go back right back to it. And I'll check her every now and then to see where she's at, what color she is.
You guys, you know, are sick.
if she's still green or if she's hitting yellow. It's kind of tough to talk when you got a dick down your throat, right?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
So, hey, you know, what color are you? And she'd say green. And so I know that she's safe and she's enjoying it. And yeah, it's just truly, truly incredible. And that's really where the feelings developed, I believe, there. At least we vocalized them in that particular meeting.
Yeah, well, what's interesting, I watched this show and I fucking love it. And it's called Married at First Sight. And I feel like the experts meet all these people and they get all their stats and then they put them together to based on those stats. And I feel like if you guys both came in for Married at First Sight, I would be like, oh my God, these two are so perfect for each other because it's such a weird concoction that each one of them has and they both have it. And so it fits like a puzzle because here you are a guy who's very alpha, but who also is very in touch with the side of him that wants to be submissive and wants to fucking be dominated every now and then. And here this girl is, who's very rare, right? She's wants a fucking alpha and hasn't met that guy that could be the alpha for her. She mentioned that on her episode, but she also knows how to be a fucking dom and enjoys it. Every now and then she's a fucking dominatrix. She loves that, but she also wants to be dominated. So you guys really give to each other the two things that I think, like, I just think it's hard to find.
Twin flames, Kathy.
Okay, so you have, because you're two twin flames and you have been meeting each other and you said you hadn't told your wife about the feelings yet. Have you told her about the feelings since?
So I haven't discussed the feelings of affection. It's only ever been physical if and when my wife talked about it. And so this has all been kind of on the down low this past month, and we're supposed to have this big meet on the 29th.
Yeah, sleepover.
And it's going to be, big overnight. I booked a little cabin, and we were going to, I think we decided on a time frame of 18 hours. We have to cut it off at 18 hours.
You guys are so dumb with your things, but that's okay. It's interesting. I kind of like boundaries like that. It's fun. But why? Like, where does your wife think you're going? Does she know you're going with the dominatrix for this overnight or no?
My wife doesn't know anything about this particular meeting. Right. And so we had decided that it would be better to wait until after the 29th to talk to my wife in case she vetoed it.
Oh my God, this is fucking lying 101. This is what everyone does. It's kind of like human nature 101. Right. You don't want to say anything because you don't want them to say no, and then you can't do it. And so you're just going to fucking do it. But so you're just lying regardless. But you did cop to the fact that you had sex with her once to your wife. Did you guys decide after that conversation that you would never do it again? Because you have been seeing her and having sex with her again after that. Does your wife know about those scenarios, or does she think it's like a one and done thing?
She knows we're talking. We've talked. And I actually, I reached out that first time that we reconnected and asked if maybe a dungeon scenario would be appropriate. But we both know that that wasn't what either one of us wanted. And as far as my wife's head's at, I don't know. We still use Raven as material for us in the bedroom just the other day. And
but does
I sent
she
Raven...
know that you've had sex with her more than once?
No.
Okay.
No,
and she didn't say, no. Oh, I don't want you fucking seeing. I just want this to be professional. Does she know you're still seeing her? She knows you not talking, that... but she doesn't know you're meeting with her. So, and I know from Raven, because I just spoke with her, her husband asked her flat out, are there feelings? And she lied. She said no.
But as far as, because I just met with her husband this past weekend.
Okay.
First time. And as far as he is aware, we haven't seen each other since the first time we had sex.
Which is kind of confusing, because this is the guy that like begs her to cheat on him. Right. So she did videotape it in case like he gets turned on by it, and that's what's so confusing about that guy, you know, in a weird way, exactly what's going down is something that would like kind of turn him on. Right.
But my wife here lately, she has been open with me about asking if I need somebody else or something else in the relationship. And so she had talked about a throuple, and I didn't know what a throuple was. I had to look that up, or actually I learned what it was. And then she's asked me if I've needed a girlfriend.
Oh gosh.
And so there's some opportunities here, and mm-hmm. I want things to work out where everybody gets what everybody needs. That's the goal.
Yeah.
But I really want to see this through on the 29th before I jeopardize my ability to have that moment.
I get it. This is where I get confused. Like, I was kind of like, why wouldn't you tell your husband that you have feelings? It's kind of like what he's into, right? And why won't you tell your wife about the 29th? And that therein lies the elephant in the room that no one's talking about, because you're both with partners that are pretty open and pretty okay. But if it was a throuple scenario, you would fucking tell her, because she said, I'm down for a throuple scenario. There's something else going on here that's making you guys lie. And I think that that's this thing where this relationship seems like it's about something just between the two of you and you, not about your partners.
Yeah, I don't think I disagree with you. We've definitely crossed a line where there's a lot of feelings right now. And it's very unique. I didn't anticipate this, didn't expect it. I could offer to say I didn't want this either, but right now I'm staring it in the face, and
you can't get away from it. You can't stop. You couldn't stop back when I talked to you. That was a long time ago. This has been going on for a while. It's like the train has left the station. Where it winds up will be interesting.
That's right.
Let me ask you this, because I know she's in love with you. I believe she's ready to leave that guy. That has played out. It sounds like she wasn't really even happy ever with the scenario that she has going on.
She wants to feel wanted. She wants to feel needed.
Yeah. Not pushed away to go fuck other guys all the time and not really get her needs met either. She explained it very well. So, and that's what was so interesting about her story. Hearing from the hot wife with the extreme cuck, because a lot of times when I've had that story on from the cuck scenario, the people all talk about, oh, the wife, what the fuck, like she caught feelings. I think that both people have to take accountability for what they're doing in it, for sure. But I want to know, with you, do you see some sort of future with her that doesn't include your wife?
I love Raven very much. I do. And there's a connection that I've never felt that I have with her. But at the same time, my wife comes from a broken home. And she's used to people leaving her. And I won't, if it comes down to it, I won't be that guy.
And right, I could never do that to her.
I will put up on the shelf whatever I need to put up on the shelf, even if it hurts me to do it, even if it tears my heart out.
Have you told Raven that?
Yeah, I've had that conversation.
Okay.
And I actually just had it with her on the phone here before I talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we're going to see each other again, Kathy. You know, I love her. I do. And I don't want to see her hurt.
But you really have no intention of leaving your wife.
I do not.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. But you're going to be honest with your wife?
That's interesting. So if I don't, I mean, would I bring up something if it ends and if it's only going to provide hurt? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Will the guilt eat me alive if I don't? I don't know. But if I wait too long, then if I do bring it up, then it'll do the exact opposite of coming clean.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like, listen, if you really feel that way that you just explained, which is, I don't ever want to do this to my wife because this is her worst fear. She grew up with abandonment issues. She has them. I don't want to do that to her. Her finding out that you're lying and all this stuff, like, that is the trigger for her. What would be the best thing for somebody like her is just for you to be completely honest with whatever that is. She needs to be there, right? Knowing, because to me, the person that has I have abandonment issues. I understand that. So it's the not knowing is the bad part. If you start to keep this affair going, and it is like an affair with all these feelings and everything over there, and you're just going to play them out and never keep your wife in the know, if she finds out, that's exactly what you're trying to avoid happening. And that's a slippery slope, because you're very deep in this other thing.
So it's, I don't know what the future holds right now.
Oh my God, it's fucking fascinating though. What does happen?
I will never, ever find a connection like I found with Raven though. I can say that with 100% honesty. I believe that.
Mm-hmm. But do you have that same connection with your wife?
They're different. Mm-hmm. And so my wife is, I see me growing old with her. Mm-hmm. Very, very, what's the word? The old cliche, right? But she's been a pillar of support, and I see her being there with me, and that is what I want.
So in no future do you see, or like in no scenario do you see yourself leaving your wife for Raven?
No, that wasn't part of the future I was looking to cultivate. And so if we were able to find a scenario where, you know, Raven's husband was satisfied and my wife was satisfied and we were getting satisfied and it's a win-win-win and there's four people and there's open, transparent communication, that's the goal. That was the goal.
Right. And your wife is putting the throuple on there. Listen, what could wind up happening? There's a lot of different things that could wind up happening because you're getting into dangerous territory. You could all be open and say, let's all do this and thruple and use all these labels and everything. But if you allow for that time and space to happen and that relationship to grow, maybe you will feel differently a year from now. And maybe you do wind up leaving your wife because things become too strong over there, or vice versa. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. The thruple is, and her husband brought up a great point with the thruple. He mentioned that he doesn't want to be excluded. So thruple's not going to work. It'd have to be some type of like poly scenario, whatever that is, and he's right. We would want to include him too. But my wife bringing that up, that brought up a lot of good conversations between us, and I was screenshotting stuff and sending it to Raven. And then it would introduce conversations that we would have together to complement those that I was having with my wife.
Okay, so last question. You're meeting on the 29th. You're going to have this other explosive meeting and all this stuff. Do you plan on going and talking to your wife about it then? Or do you plan on keeping it the way that it is now, where you're keeping certain information away from your wife?
I plan on keeping information away from her until the 29th. And after that is where I would introduce the conversation. I kind of want to protect the opportunity. I just feel like this is going to be something very, very special and spiritual. And this is something I want to experience.
Right. So you don't want, like you said, you don't want your wife to say no, or husband said, or you guys want to just fucking do it. And then you're going to figure it out after. Well, you need to keep me posted and let me know what you figure out after. I feel like this is a situation that's not going away anytime soon, but it's also not getting any kind of clarity anytime soon either, I don't think. I don't think anybody is firm in their decision either way yet, which means there's all kinds of different things that could happen. There's time and space, and God knows where you guys are gonna wind up, but I can't fucking wait to find out. I'm like very happy that you called in with this story. I think it's super interesting. We do need an ending though. I need to know, does Aries wind up with Raven? Okay, people are going to be chiming the fuck in, probably like they do on your Reddit page, okay? People are going to be talking a lot about this one and about hers and about the situation, and everyone's going to be placing bets. But I can't wait for your guys' part three, where we're going to find out what eventually does wind up with you guys. So keep me posted. Raven already sent me pics. So she really wants to show you the fuck off. I don't know what you guys are going to do about pics for about you. I have a Discord channel now where people do X-rated stuff. Like, I don't take part in that, but people are allowed. My listeners or my callers, whoever calls in, is allowed to go on there for free and do whatever want over there. It's fun. It's like a community. My Patreon members get the R-rated pics. I already have those of Raven, but she knows she could go in there and show you off, which I think she really wants to do on my Discord channel. That's free for you guys to go on and do whatever the fuck you want. I will send you both the link for that. Once your episodes are up, you could go do that and take part in there. And I have my Patreon members are on there. So that'll be fun. And just please make sure to keep me posted, because I'm curious where this all goes. And I can't really give any predictions, because obviously I don't know anything.
Yeah, I could. I know there's only so much you can do with editing, but just make sure you protect Raven. I want to protect her feelings too.
You were honest with her about anything you said on here. You told her. That's why I asked you. I was wondering.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't think you said anything that she doesn't know. If I was a girl that was in love with a guy and I was listening to what you said and I wanted to know if I still had a chance, I felt like you said certain things in this episode that leaves room for like a chance of you guys winding up together. Even though you were absolute in your phrases of saying that you would stay there and do that, I can't explain it. You did leave room for something to happen with her still, and I think that she'll be fine with that.
Yeah, and I think so too. I just want to make sure that her heart isn't broken either.
Yeah, I get it. Well, she's going to listen to the episode, so let me know. But I don't think I have to edit anything out. I think you've been more straight up with her than your wife.
Yeah, I'm excited. We really want to listen to these. If the 29th happens, listen to them in the bedroom.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And then you'll have to come back and give me like the intel with that one. Somehow we'll work it back into my show. I always need content. So anyway, thank you, Aries, for calling in. Stay tuned, everyone, for part three. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to be on the Strictly Anonymous podcast because you have an interesting, naughty story to tell while remaining anonymous, you could be on the show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on either Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. And if you want to sign up for my Patreon, you're not only supporting my show, but you're going to get all of these episodes early and ad-free. You're going to get anonymous pics of all of my guests. Most of the girls send me in anonymous hot pics of themselves, and some of the guys are sending me in anonymous pics as well. You also get access to my private Discord, where people are getting super naughty. If you sign up for my Discord, you could post whatever you want and talk to my other listeners. To sign up for my Patreon, just go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The links and everything else I spoke about are all in the description. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly anonymous.